Welcome to The Buff Show, a show brought to you by Mountain Buff Real Estate. We are dedicated to chasing down the buffs of the world and bringing their expertise right to you. All right, guys, that was terrible. We just did that whole podcast without our mics on. That's why we need our content guy here, but this audio should work. So sorry if it's a little bit splotchy. My bad. All right, guys, welcome to The Buff Show. I got me and Mr. Austin Ure here.
Yeah.
We're doing, this is quick. Today's not like a content day really, and we don't have our content guy here. We're just throwing this out.
We're waiting you.
Yeah. Make sure the camera's good here. And we're rolling. Okay.
We're rolling.
All right. So this past week's been crazy in the real estate industry, and we just wanted to put out something from our understanding and our research, just everything that's going down with NAR, the National Association of Realtors, and this huge lawsuit that just came out. I mean, it's been going on for a while, but the settlement just recently, they came up with some terms that they're going to be talking about and potentially finalizing, right?
Yeah.
And so we wanted to get on and talk about what this means for us, for our clients, and for our buyers and sellers.
Yeah. So, I think it's really important we're doing this because what mainstream media has people believing is not the truth at all.
Right.
And we'll get into some of that, but basically they're saying commissions are being slashed, which could or could not be true.
Right.
It's still, yeah. Anyway, we'll get into that.
So tell us about, kind of give us a brief overview about the lawsuit, if you can, Austin.
Yeah, I'll do my best. But basically what I know is that, I don't know all the lawyer terms, plaintiffs, and anyway.
It's the Sitzer-Burnett trial.
Perfect.
Basically, I'll give a high level.
Whoa! I was answering this.
Well, you sounded less confident when I asked you.
I'm still trying to formulate it, but yeah, you can go first. Yeah.
No, go ahead. Okay.
All right. Okay. Yeah, you go.
All right. So, high level thing is, there's a lot of frustrated people out there looking at the real estate industry, saying, "Hey, how this has been ran for so many years? Commissions have kind of been obscure topic, I want to say."
Yeah.
People feel like realtors are always price setting, like, hey, standard commission rate is 6%. And like, we have tons of rules around that. Like, we're not allowed to price set, commissions are negotiable, all this stuff. But they found like they're making an impact here. Utah, I would say, is one of the best compliant states as far as our documents and forms and transparency and everything like that. Like, it's very apparent here in Utah that commissions are negotiable. You got Homie, you got all these other brokerages that are discounts. And this lawsuit is making a few changes. And the reason we're doing this is it's not as drastic as like the mainstream media is making it come out to be. This could be the first step to making it more drastic. But they're decoupling, they're separating over like a high level view is they're separating the commission structure between buyer and seller. So traditionally, if you listed a house on the MLS, you had to offer a buyer agent commission, even if, but it could have been $1.
Right.
So it could be as low as $1. It could be as high as much as you want. And now they're separating that. They're like, okay, sellers are in charge of their commissions and buyers are in charge of negotiating their commissions.
Yep. The sellers used to pay that buyer agent.
Yeah.
People are like, what? Why would you pay for the other side?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let me add to that as well.
Okay.
So a group of homeowners, sellers in Missouri and Illinois, I believe, got together, hired these lawyers, said, you guys price fixed what I had to sell my house at. And that was the birth of this lawsuit, just for more historical.
More background. Yeah. And it's a massive lawsuit. Like, it, what's the, like, NAR just settled for like 400 and something billion or million.
Yeah, 418 million.
Yeah. Like, it's pretty intense. And so there are some things that are changing. So what's changing here in Utah? We want to be quick and kind of just get to the point. So The biggest two things that are changing for us here in Utah is the compensation for buyers is moved off of the MLS. So no longer will sellers be able to say, hey, we're offering a 1% buyer agent commission, a 2% buyer agent commission, a 3% buyer agent commission. That is no longer advertised on the MLS.
Yeah.
Which before it was clear as day, like on every listing, it shows what the buyer agent commission was. It was very transparent. And again, commissions were all negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're just saying sellers can still offer a buyer's agent commission. You just cannot advertise it on the MLS.
Yep. I think some of the states, it'll affect more states more so than ours, because ours are negotiable. But I've heard in other states that it has been pretty much
fixed. Has it been pretty fixed? Yeah.
Yeah. It surprises me, but
right.
I guess that's a thing.
And then the other big change, and this is more for buyers than sellers, is written agreements have to be put in place going over agency with buyers before like you even show the first house. And we've always used buyer broker agreements here in our office. There was always a question as to when that would be signed. It wasn't always signed when we first started showing houses. Maybe it was when we sent in an offer, but it was always signed before we ever did any paperwork for a client. So now they're saying that if you're going to work with a buyer, that buyer broker agreement needs to be signed and spelled out before you show the first house.
Yeah.
So basically, I think how this will change our business is we're going to be doing a ton more buyer consults, right? Because there will be houses where the sellers might not be offering a buyer agent commission in which that buyer would need to pay.
Yeah.
Which is pretty similar to a listing on the MLS that was $1. I've seen those here in Utah saying, hey, we'll pay the buyer agent $1. Like I've never recommended my clients like, hey, let's offer a $1 buyer agent commission and see how many buyers we get. Like, it's just not the best strategy, in my opinion. But so sellers can still offer buyer agent commissions or compensation. It's just not publicly advertised. It's all negotiable. And this is a push for buyers to start stepping up to the plate and either negotiating their commissions in with the seller and their agent, or paying for it out of pocket at closing. We could see lender programs possibly come out where they're like, we'll pay for buyer. Like, who knows? Who knows how this is exactly going to change? Or you could see a ton of sellers still offer decent buyer agent commissions because like that has worked.
And it's marketing. In my mind, it's you're marketing the property by off.
Yeah. I should have the stats here, but NAR did a study and like it's in the 80s, 80% of 80%+ of buyers use an agent when they purchase a property. Could that get cut down from this? For sure. I think it could get cut down. Is it going to get cut down a ton? Like, I don't know how many buyers can educate them enough on the process to be able to do this without an agent, right?
What I worry about again is that buyers consume content from the media.
Right.
And if that's all the content, that's all the education they're getting, they're being told that they will be responsible for their buyer agent's commission.
Right.
But you just explained there's a couple of different avenues, different methods to pay for that buyer's agent commission other than the buyer being the one paying.
Right. Yeah. So let me look at these notes real quick and see if there's anything. So using the MLS to communicate offers of compensation to a buyer's agent will no longer be an option, but types of compensation available for buyer brokers would continue to take multiple forms.
Mm-hmm.
Fixed fee commissions paid directly by consumers, which has always been an option, the buyer. Concessions from the seller, which has always been an option. Or a portion of the listing broker's compensation. So, or the listing broker could be like, hey, I have a commission with the seller for 6%. I'll split it with you or whatever. And that's definitely how it was in the past. We would shoot for it. Like, hey, we'll list your house for X amount. We'll say 6%.
Mm-hmm.
We'll offer a 3% buyer agent commission. And if there is or isn't one, we can adjust accordingly from there or work out that with the seller. from there. So this is kind of separating that. So I think you will start to see listing agents just saying, hey, we're listing for this percentage. And then like, let's see what we can do on the buyer side. And maybe the seller's like, hey, I really want to get this house sold. Let's offer a 2% buyer agent commission. We'll be like, great. Like as we converse and talk with other buyers and agents, if they have an agent, we can wrap that into the concession or the deal. So it's going to be interesting.
It will.
Yeah.
Because I think every house is going to do this a little bit differently based on what the seller's willing to give, based on how much the seller agent's willing to part with.
Yeah.
Based on what the buyer can afford with their agent. It's just going to be a lot of negotiation.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So it's going to change things up, but is it as drastic as the media's pumping out there in the news and stuff?
Right.
No. Like I foresee this kind of playing out. Like I see not a whole lot changing over the first few months. So this goes into effect mid-July is what they're saying is when the change will go into effect. But this isn't fully written in stone either, right?
No,
like this is a draft and they're going to continue working on this. So what we're shooting right now very likely could change.
Yeah.
Like next week. So this is today's March 20th. This is what they've come up with. And again, it could change, but those are the two biggest things. There's other things for brokerages and stuff like that, that we're not going to get into. So basically if you're a seller and you're looking to sell in 2024, what you need to realize is starting July, you will like the commissions will start to separate. Well, you'll have your listing commission of X and then you can offer a buyer agent commission if you want, or you don't have to. And then as you see offers come in, like you might see buyers ask, hey, will you pay for my agent? If not, I have to, and I'm not in the position to do so or whatever. And so I don't know exactly
I was going to ask you to give me your best forecast. Which of these methods do you foresee being kind of like the new norm?
Yeah.
Or do you think it's just going to be, like I said, case by case?
I think it'll be case by case, and it's going to be different depending on the areas and the property. Like obviously, like that first time home buyer demographic is going to be huge. Like,
yeah.
And I think you're still going to see a ton of buyer agent compensations in there. It's just going to be negotiated differently. Right. And so depending on the deal, depending on how long the house is sitting, depending on the seller, like you could have sellers be like, and I've seen this, hey, we'll pay 4%. Mm-hmm. And they'll just market that out there. They can't put it on the MLS, but that agent can market it out there to their network and social media and everything like that. And so it'll just be a different form of marketing, and it just separated that. So it's no longer the listing agent paying that out of part of their commissions from the seller, separating, although that can still happen, just not marketed. So it's like very similar. So as a seller, that will be changing. The forms are going to be changing that we use, and they'll just be more like, hey, this is the listing percentage. And then if like we choose to offer a buyer agent fee, I don't know. We'll see what the forms look like that. But again, our forms right now have the total commission and what we're offering the buyer's agent. So again, very similar. The tweaks will be different. The biggest thing is it's not going to be published on the MLS.
Yep.
And then what would you say is the biggest difference for buyers? That's probably who it affects the most right now.
Yeah. What I see is initially a lot of buyers are going to try to buy without an agent because again, they're scared that they have to pay now.
Right.
Because they're reading it, they're seeing it on the news, they have to pay when it's not true. But so we're going to have a lot of buyers try it at first. We're going to get seller agents that are getting frustrated because now they got to kind of babysit or handle these buyers who don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Buyers are going to start buying properties with issues that they didn't even know that they should be checking for.
Right.
I think a lot of people are going to get frustrated at first, and then it's going to kind of slowly shift back to what we're used to. And that is me as a seller agent, I'm going to go to my next seller and say, hey, you don't have to pay for this, but just out of what I've seen over the last 6 months, you know, for a smooth transaction to happen and more buyers, I would like to, you know, in the form of concessions, offer something to buyer agents. Mm-hmm. And then we'll slowly kind of shift back to, well, in the end, it does kind of come out of the home sale.
Right. Yeah, because if you have buyers that want to buy your house, but then they're like intimidated or don't know how to in the process,
yeah,
just have no idea how to get started, right? Like, that's where offering the buyer agent commission is going to help, bring in more buyers with help and expertise to help for a smoother transaction. So big changes. Those are like the biggest takeaways right now. We just wanted to create some content for you guys so you're aware, and hopefully this helps. We want to educate you guys along with the media. We're going to have a ton of like reading material that you can look into and read on this. There's a lot more to it. That's like the mile high overview of the changes that will be affecting the consumers. And again, could change, likely will change, but it's funny. Real estate's more like, I compare it like Bitcoin, like, oh man, the market's changing. Contracts are changing. Like the way we do business is changing. So it's good. It's exciting. And we're definitely adapting and growing and changing as it goes. Yeah. But it's exciting times, honestly.
It is still very much up in the air, very much. We've done a lot of guessing right now, a lot of forecasting, because at this point, that is really all you can do.
Right.
Next steps, like the court hasn't approved this yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably likely they will approve some version of this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just wouldn't have this new process set in stone in your mind just yet.
Well, and I think how it's going to play out, even if they do approve this and like this is the exact thing we're working with, I think it's going to take a year or so to see how it like formulates. And it's changes, but it's, again, it's really the biggest change is buyers have to have a contract signed before you're out there looking at houses with an agent. So you have to, this saves us time because we're not going to be out there showing you a bunch of houses unless you're willing to sign a
to
contract
look lose.
And work with us. So that's almost good for us. And then you're just not able, you're able to pay for buyer agent commissions, but you're not able to advertise on the MLS. So it's minor, but it could be big enough that, I mean, it might be hard to filter the homes or whatever. Like, they are adding, I heard they are adding in the MLSs like a concessions, like, hey, sellers will pay $20,000 in concessions, which basically could be buyer closing costs, agent fees, et cetera, like those different things. So it's going to be interesting. I'm excited. It keeps you on your toes.
It does.
And hopefully you find this helpful. We'll have a bunch of the details linked below. And if you guys have any questions, reach out. We're here to help. So. Till next time.